All right.
Okay.
I'd like to call the Town Montville Parks and Recreation Commission regular meeting to order September 20, 2023 at 6:38 p.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Glory, will you take roll, please?
Sure. Commissioner Beaupre?
Here.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Klang is absent. Commissioner Hillman?
Here.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Schobert is absent. Commissioner Southard?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Okay, so there is no quorum. We are going to have an informational meeting, which means item four, adjustments to the agenda. Nope. To skip over that. Number five, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. No remarks. We cannot approve the item six to consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes. We cannot do that one. We will push that to next meeting. Recreation Director's Report.
I can update you on the second bullet. Yesterday, John Carlson and I met with a vendor about putting cameras at three locations at Camp Oakdale for the fields and parking lot, mostly down towards the playground and the football field area, at the courts on Simpson Lane, and the large pavilion. The obstacles will be finding a location to put up a pole, internet access, and the, of course, cost. That could be fairly pricey. I guess he's talking about $4,000 or $5,000 per camera, and it would be multiple cameras on each pole to cover the area that they want to. And it would be direct feed into the police department so that they can be there and be able to pan as well, so they can see or follow somebody that is up there doing what they're not supposed to do.
Is there an annual cost associated with that?
There will be. He did not have that at the time. He's going to send us a proposal. So.
You did be on that.
Sure. That's what it is. There are three playground designs that I've shared with you. I have one more to go that's coming, and we can select from those. One of those is already over our budget, and that doesn't include the installation, so that's kind of...
I thought it's still... The
one was 31,000.
Yeah, but that's only installed.
Yeah, installed, yeah.
So it did include installation.
That's still more than the 25.
Correct.
I guess the highlight of the last month or so was the demonstration we had of the robotic field liner. Very impressive. That does, Councilor Pinnell, have a yearly, you actually don't buy the robot, you lease it. You basically lease it for a year on a yearly basis. So the professionals would be about $15,000 a year, which would come out of Public Works' budget, of course. But instead of spending 6 hours lining a football field, one of our staff members, you can do it an hour and a half.
We talked to Matt. They use two people. Yeah. So what this would do is take away one person from that. One person can use a robot. You don't need two people.
You're
saving half the labor.
Yeah. Again, if you know it's 2 hours to do that field, for instance, with a robot, you set it on its way, you go do something else, comes back to where you tell it to come back to, and then you take it to a soccer field. You do a soccer field. The lines that it did are incredibly straight. I mean, never could we do those straight lines by hand. It was just amazing what this thing could do.
Yeah.
The yearly thing comes with about $2,000 to $3,000 worth of paint, which it uses half as much paint as we would use. And the savings after we calculated how many times we actually paint football, lacrosse, soccer, softball, baseball, was about $17,575 a year in savings.
Yeah.
Time and pain.
We had talked to Matt about this at the
the
fun run, and they have to line the fields even when there's nothing going on, because otherwise they lose where the field is.
Yeah.
This, you wouldn't have to do that, because all you got to do is pick a starting point, and it would be programmed. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it really seems like.
Far greater than what we actually do by hand, because we obviously had the football field already lined back in the 1st of August. So we gave it the point, we told them, you know, this is an 80-yard football field, and here are the dimensions, and have at it. And we stood there and watched it, and we were off by sometimes a whole yard with a line, the 5-yard line. But its lines were perfectly straight, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. We could do numbers, and they could do logos. Whatever you program into that thing, it can do. And it was just mind-boggling how accurate that thing was. It was, I think he said it's within 3 millimeters using GPS. It's like, holy, and the corners were square, which
is it used by any other towns locally?
Yeah, I actually invited the school department to come, and they were very interested in it, even for
the turf field.
Around here, there are several. Patriots use it. Most of the professional football teams and baseball teams use it. Soccer, Hartford,
soccer athletic.
UConn uses it. So it's, but again, it's $15,000 to have it for a year. But you get replacement parts on hand when they deliver it first thing when you need it. So it's like, a hose breaks or something, you have it right there. You don't have to call them up and they send it 3 days later. You need it then, you have it, and you get the paint as well.
So it certainly sounds like it would actually end up being a cost savings.
That's what we're figuring as well. John's looking at his budget to see if he can get it for starting this spring, maybe even this fall. So we're hopeful that that happens, and then they can spend more time doing other things up there that is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would love the fact that two staff get freed up, right?
Yeah. It definitely frees up, you know, because they do spend, two of them have to line each field. It takes both of them there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and just to set up the football field one time, it takes them 7 hours, four guys. So that would be a great time. So, yeah, it's been pretty busy. The pickleball tournament has been canceled. That was scheduled for Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. It's only going to be a one-day tournament anyway. So that's unfortunate. We couldn't quite get that to get up and operating. Maybe we'll try it in the spring. That's their goal. The communication board that I've worked with, Jen Beaupre with, is in order, it's still on its way. I'm thinking we'll probably put it right between the two playgrounds at this point, because there's not enough room on the wood side to put anything there and still be effective. The tree may fall on, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of putting it in between. Something we can do pretty easily.
On the school side, away from the woods?
Yeah. The two playgrounds, you know, with the woods near you, the two playgrounds sit here, put it right in between them, facing the Cecil. But in Trick or Trunk, we already have 4 or 5 people signed up as trunks for that, which is exciting. That's really early for us. And I guess we're good to go for Sunday as well for the 22 kids we have in the soccer program. We could only get a 9 o'clock time slot. We didn't get very many kids signed up for the 9:40. We only have 2 in the older group and 5 in the younger group. So we're just combining them. It will be 15 2- and 3-year-olds and 7, 4, 5-year-olds.
Okay. Peter, for food trucks for Trick or Trunk.
Yes.
Is Carnival Craze coming? or not?
They're planning on it. They have not committed 100% yet.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, that's going to be a trial.
I need my fried dough.
Fried dough.
I'm not directing cars this year unless I get fried dough.
Can I ask another question?
Of course.
On the bid package for the large pavilion, what is that for the scope of work?
I didn't get the chance to see it, Lenny, so John had sent that out on the street. I think it's due in 2 weeks.
Right, but what is it that they're going to be working on? Are they working on the columns? Are they going to be working on the roof?
It's my understanding he's going to send it out as options, you know. And so here's the whole thing, do the whole thing. Or just the columns, and then it's ultimately just the roof part. It needs to be the big span, you know, the stage.
Right, right.
So hopefully they'll have.
So it isn't just one bit that they've asked for, they've asked for several bits.
Yeah, alternates. That was my understanding of the way he was going to put it out. But I think he sent it out when I was on vacation.
The questions. All right. Item 8, report from finance.
So I will also go not over with anything except for summer camp programs. I knew that was going to happen because we're still recovering from all the mold equipment that we had over the last winter. So we overexpended that line item last year's budget to make up for half of the stuff we lost. We purchased some more obviously. Once we get the new year, so that will continue to be overspent. And it's actually being fixed next week. Taking all that money out of that room. So I don't have to look at taken out. So we have to scrape it down. It's a closet we have. It's a storage area across from the kitchen in the community center.
Okay.
It was a leak in the roof, evidently, and we're going to get a little up to get rid of it, of course. And then John put a dehumidifier in there, which also stopped working, so he's got to fix that as well. So I had to just overspend that, and we haven't even started June for next year, so that definitely will be a line item we'll have to keep an eye on and make sure we have a savings in one of the other ones so that we can transfer some money forward. Other than that, we're looking good.
I had a couple questions. So on the, well, what do they call this? The account summary trail balance, blah, blah, blah. Is this the Fundo 79? Is that the special program fund? Yeah, 79000.
Yeah.
Is that basically, it looks like $13,000 got spent out of that. I'm looking here, beginning balance, $90,000. I think this might be the summary from last year.
Yeah.
Remember you sent that out and then.
Right. Yeah, that was probably the summary from last
year. I don't know how. I don't remember us ever doing anything with taking any money out of that. How does money get, who can take, spend that money?
Programs like the karate, gymnastics, and dance all go in and out of those, out of that particular account. So anything, like when we pay those instructors, it comes out of that account. So the money goes into the income side of it, it comes out of the expense account side of it. So if we're paying the dance teacher for the first 8 weeks of this session, let's say $4,000, then that'll show us a $4,000 expense in that report. So every 8 weeks, she's going to have a $4,000 expense. Same with gymnastics, although she doesn't have as many kids in the hair or any other activity. The only ones that come out of the general fund, which is the first page, would be basketball and summer camp. all the other programs in the special revenue.
Out of the special revenue?
Yes.
So is that, is, so this one, this particular, I don't know, I don't think you have it in front of you. This, but you think that's the summary from last year? Is that the one you sent out?
Yeah, that was the 12.
It started at 90,000, had 113 total debits, 126 credits, so it was a net 13,000 decrease, right?
Yeah.
Is that normal out of that account? That it keeps going down every year?
No, it's actually growing.
But I guess I'm good, because it started with 90,000, now it's only got 76. Right. This says we started with 90, we ended with 76. So we ended with less than we started. So I wouldn't think that's good.
I still don't see which.
I don't see.
Well, so actually, sometimes it is.
Oh, I see. It's the last one. Yeah.
The last one. The council keeps an eye on that too.
They're
looking for us to spend that
down. Well, that's what I mean. I think we talked about spending it.
Yeah.
But I don't. I didn't recall us
spending any
of it.
It's all been normal expenses.
Okay.
At this point, so I mean, I have to go take a look at it again.
It's just weird. It looks like last year it was bad.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, maybe there was some income that hadn't caught up yet. So I'll just keep an eye on it then.
Yeah. The only thing that. Additional would be the carnival money, right? Those are the expenses to get the carnival set up and prep things.
Yeah. There's a sub-account for
yeah.
overall,
yes. Rocky, are you all set?
I have one more thing. So I was asked is how we, the mud run, we split that money with a couple other organs, the profit. I was asked where you got the total of what we split, the dollar, the total amount of what we split. I don't know, there's a letter that you sent to the finance department.
Yep.
Breakdown, blah blah blah. Basically, it's like $280, and that totaled. That totals like $842. But on the profit sheet for the mud run, it said $770. So the question was asked is, where did that $842 come from?
The $842 is the income minus expenses, with the exception of Chrissy, who was there as a part-time. That comes out of a completely different line. That comes out of the general fund on this page, not.
All right, so in the finance report where it said 77, right, it says 7.
Like
sorry, it's like boring.
Like
770.97. That's what the profit was reported.
Oh, on that sheet.
On that sheet.
Right. That included.
So you add it was 66.50 for Chrissy. That's what you added to that.
Whatever it happened. 7 4 7 3 8 37.
It was the hours that Chrissy Page spent at the combined one. And that comes out of the general fund part-time. Okay, so that's where you come up with the number that you end up splitting.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All set, Rocky?
Yes.
Okay. Item 9, October newsletter.
Of course, this will go up first, probably Monday prior to Halloween. So if there's any change or additions that you see or would like to see, let me know and I can make those. It's already 5 pages now. I'm not sure if everybody has reads all 5 pages. I mean, have anybody heard any feedback from, it's too long or it's too short? Or one lady called me up and says, it's too long, take me off the list. So, all right, no problem.
Is the basketball registration live yet?
So any changes or additions, deletions, let me know, and I can easily make those.
I'm going to email you the farmer's market. I was going to wait till farmer's market.
Oh, the 11th one?
Yeah.
November 11th?
I'll send that to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Are you having food truck vendors? Or are you doing vendors inside?
We are going to probably have a food truck.
One.
We're working on that right now.
Fried dough.
All right, item 10, parks and facilities. Item A, Camp Oakdale Large Pavilion. Peter, you already touched on that. Any more, anything else about that?
No, I'll let you, you know, once the bids come in, I'll certainly keep you guys informed about what's going on. My assumption is they'll need to go to the town council and ask for additional funds in order to get the work done. So
okay.
How much that will be, we don't know.
All right, item B, basketball courts.
Most of that was in the report, but I did get another email today from Classic Turf, who did our pickleball tennis courts. They are trying to get the cost. Their estimate is $350, and we only have $300, so I've asked him to find ways to cut those costs, and one of those is to not paint the court all one color, kind of like the green for the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, and just over the asphalt put the white lines and the bucket in. And what would that bring the cost down to? But I think either way, we're not going to get to the 300 number. In the meantime, I've touched base with the city of Norwich. They did three courts, different times. Usually it was one at a time. And their numbers ran anywhere from $82,000 to $158,000 per court. But that was just using asphalt, not post-tension. So I asked him for his bid specs, which he did send me, which was nice, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I asked him about the guarantee as far as cracking, and he said there wasn't one written into the specifications, but they really haven't had a lot of problem with cracks in their courts, you know, even after the 5-year mark. So I was like, okay, and they must, but they have engineers on full payroll that go there and watch the construction, so that is exactly how they want it done. So he says we really haven't had any cracks in ours, so that would be another option to go, and we would obviously save a lot more money.
That's removing the existing surface, right?
Yes, that would be, and they did the same thing. They had actually they had two courts in Taftville, but they only did one. And I think that one was $120,000. That was wiping it out, backboards, the whole nine yards. And they added some drainage, which we would have to be careful because there's drainage, as you know, underneath those courts that go from one end down towards the right center field of the softball field. There's a big drainage that goes that way.
We, you know,
we've kind of lost a few months here. We really should talk to somebody and get this other pricing, real pricing, to do our two tennis courts from this other, you know, just paving them company.
Yeah, I got all three that they used that actually submitted bids in Norwich.
That's for Norwich. We need to get those companies to give us a price to do our project.
And I have called them.
Okay.
They have not come.
Okay.
B&W, Matson, something like that, and Prime Electric were the three that submitted bids. One was astronomical, like $178,000. So they kind of, but the others were fairly competitive. Like I said, between $82,000 and, depending on which court they were doing and the size, between $82,000.
So you've contacted these companies to come talk to us and
yep.
Nothing.
They haven't come. I even called EB down there on Old Colchester Road. They have not responded either. Abby, I don't think Abby does that kind of work anyway, but they do a lot of paving for us. But yeah, there's, and I asked the guy in Norwich, he says, yep.
I mean, at least that way we...
Welcome to our world. He says, we're 2 years trying to get it done.
Sounds like you've done what you can do then.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have those numbers so we have something to compare.
Yeah,
to.
Prime Electric was probably, at least on the phone, the most interested in coming down. But I think they would wait until they saw some bid specifications before they would just say, okay, I'm coming down to look at it. Okay, great. Now what? So now that I have some specifications, then maybe they'd be a little bit more willing to come down and have something concrete.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, item 10C, tennis and pickleball courts. You touched on
yep.
the cameras that we had asked about and... you said in your report the second sign has been hung.
It's Public Works has it. As of yesterday, it was not up.
Okay.
Which sign is that?
At this entrance on the wood side, that's the same as the one on the front.
Did you see the sign?
It's a 3x3, 3x4.
It has all the rules. No skateboarding.
Rules on it, yeah. All that kind of thing.
We put one up on one of the entrances. So we got one for the other entrance on the other end.
Yeah. Now, so they're both
nobody's
covered.
Nobody's moved the sneaker one or whatever it is. That's still up in the air.
Yeah.
But that's on our sign, so, you know, people they're not paying attention anyway.
No, people just do what they want to do. We just got a call the other day where there was a dog on the court and had done their business on the court.
But the hooks that got bought and hung up, they seem to be staying.
Yeah, the hooks have, I'm not surprised they haven't been stolen, but I was there yesterday morning as well, and there were eight folks playing, and only one person was using the hooks. Everybody else just put them on the side next to the fence. I'm like, wait a minute, we just...
Well, they actually tie-wrapped them in place, so...
Yeah. I mean, people are going to do what they want to do, so... Rules don't apply to me.
Right. Item 10D, Desjardins Park.
Yeah, I passed around the three of the four designs. If I don't get one by the end of next week, then we're just going to go with those three and pick one.
So some of the other things we talked about doing up there, that's more maintenance kind of things. Is that something they'll do after?
Yeah, once they get in there. Yeah, because there'll be some little bit heavier machinery going in there. So,
okay.
I mean, certainly the court needs to be redone there as well.
Well, you've got some money left over for that.
Yeah, a little bit. At least we can put a coating on the, and even put some more lines down because the lines are so old you can't see them anymore.
Okay.
All right. Item 10E, dance room update on Monday night. The town council approved funding for the new flooring for the dance room, and the wall is being in process of being removed. If
the wall's gone,
it's gone now. It's gone, completely gone. Okay, and
they also the town council, not to cut you off. They I think they waived the competitive bid process too. I believe.
They did.
Right? They did.
They did. They waived the bid process on that. But, yeah, so I guess that there's only two. They have two estimates as to how much it would be.
So they'll pick one and move forward? Is that the plan? Or?
Yep.
All right. Item 10F, new community center update. Rocky?
Yeah, we basically have gathered all the information we can gather. Our intent now is to get with CLA. Hopefully we still have in last year's SIP plan $25,000 for the community center for this project. We want to get with CLA and have them come up with some, whether you call it preliminary or conceptual site plans to what we've come up with is the square footage basically of the building and of what each department needs. We want to have them put together a couple options to see if this potential community center would even fit at Fair Oaks. We're looking at getting two options done, one with a pool and one without a pool. Two-story building, and that's the next step. Once we get that done, we would probably have our, we'll review it, have our final meeting, and then pass it on to the town council. So that's what the plan is at this point in time.
Okay. Any questions for Rocky? All right, item 11, unfinished business, farmer's market. So this Tuesday is the last farmer's market of the season, and of the regular season, I should say. On November 11th, we're putting together a holiday market, and that's going to take place at Tile from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Last year was so successful that we're hoping that we're making the right decision by putting it at Tile because we could fit more vendors, but we won't have that traffic exposure that we had at the community center. So fingers are crossed it will be as successful as it was last year. And we extended the time by 1 hour. Last year we had 3 hours. The feedback that we got from vendors was to have it be 4 hours. They felt that we could have gone 1 hour longer. Any questions for me? Hey. All right. Item 12, new business, trick or trunk.
Yeah, we have the place secured. We have between 3 and 5 folks signed up as trunks already, none of which are our fire departments or the police department, so that you can add 5 more to that number. At some point, we're looking at anywhere between 40 and 45 trunks on a given year, and anywhere about 2,000 folks showing up. So, we're looking good. We've got 3 confirmed food trucks. I'm looking for a couple more, and then we'll be off and running.
I have to call Jim from Dude's Donuts. He got back to me.
Oh,
so
he did.
I got to give him a
good
call.
Good. Because I've waited to touch base with Phyllis. So
Phyllis is booked. I went to her first.
Oh, that's right.
She's I went to her first.
I did ask her.
In your report, I noticed about getting the donations of candy at Stop and Shop. When is that? October
19th, is it?
20th,
is that
I think.
Friday? 20th, maybe. One of those days.
October 20th, 4 to 8 p.m.
4 to 8.
Yep. And you're going to need some help with that. I could swing by for a couple of hours.
Yeah, we normally have done just one entrance. The last year I did both entrances, and it worked out pretty well. I had enough volunteers. We had some of our summer staff that helped out, and they actually dressed in costume, which was really great. We collected maybe 180 bags of candy.
Right, but they think we'll do better on a Friday night.
They seem to think so. And we couldn't do a Saturday anyway because the Girl Scouts are doing cookies that day. They're doing like a bunch of Saturdays. I'm like, Cookies.
No. Cookies in October?
Yeah.
Yep. Boy Scouts are doing popcorn. They already showed up at my house. $20 for a bag of popcorn. Like, I might as well go to the movies. Holy cow.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we also get cash donations, which we just put into the bucket and then take that money and go buy more candy. So, yeah, we should be good to go on those 2 days.
Okay. I'll email the commission about October 20th. And
yep.
And will we have a meeting before then? I'm not even sure. But, yeah, I'll send an email.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Item B, the Inclusive Playground Celebration. Is it time? Can we do this? Is it ready to go?
It's been ready to go.
Because I missed the last meeting, so
yeah, it's been
I'm
ready
a little
to
behind.
Go.
So can we arrange something?
Sure. Pick a day.
Well, not this weekend. It's going to rain.
You can't vote on it anyway. It's a little short notice. Isn't
what's that?
You can't vote on it anyway.
We still have to pick a time.
Pete can coordinate it.
Yeah.
We don't have to
would
vote
you
on
coordinate
it.
That? Because I know the community was asking for it, and I want to follow through on having that for them.
Probably, maybe the first weekend in October, or it's going to be kind of like the court opening. So it's, like 20-minute ceremony and have at it. Have some stuff there for the kiddos.
When would you do it? About an afternoon during the week?
Like we did.
Oh, actually, a Saturday morning would be bad because you've got soccer and football going on.
It's not a good time for that kind of stuff.
A Sunday.
Sunday's never a good day for something like that. We might have missed our opportunity.
We may have.
Might have to wait till spring. But then that board would be up by then.
That's true, too. Yeah, maybe we should just wait till spring.
Early spring.
March.
When it's muddy. They go faster down the slide.
When it's not hot. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know if we could do it now, because Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
It's busy with sports.
So unless you did it...
Commissioner Stone, why didn't you take care of that the last meeting?
I didn't have the authority.
All right, so maybe in the spring we'll do that. And I'd like to have the board up too, because I just love that. It's such a great addition. All right, item 12C, Camp Oakdale Fitness Trail. So Rocky and I got on the subject when we were cooking hot dogs at the fun run about that trail.
Yep.
And about, I know that the way that we have worked on this commission is to fix what we already have before doing other things. And Rocky, you were telling me about the fitness trail and that you and your family would use it years ago, and it might be something that we want to look at refurbishing.
Well, and it's been in the report that over the years, the stations, some of them have deteriorated. Some of the signs are gone. You don't even know what you're supposed to do at them anymore. And we asked you, a while ago about plans for it. And you said, you've never seen them in your time
right
here. We were talking to Matt, and Matt says, I have them.
Yeah, Matt has them.
Well, I've been down here in the...
So Matt from Public Works says he has those plans. So we asked him to get them to us, but he probably needs a prodding.
Yeah.
So if you see John or whatever, can you try to dig those out? Because we really would be interested in at least trying to get the signs done.
At least refurbish what needs to be fixed, too.
Right.
Just like you said, when we walked, it was like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
What it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I
mean,
which is a fitness trail?
The blue, behind the softball field.
Is that the blue?
Goes down to the courts, yeah.
Yeah, there's stations every so often.
Yeah.
Pull-up stations.
Yeah,
and
little.
There's nothing left there.
Well, some of the things are still there.
On the board.
No, they're gone. And again, I think it's 2 years we've because I've done the report on it. We reported that they're not there.
They're not there. And they need to be
maybe
there.
Maybe we should just take everything down.
There's nothing here either. As you know, planning doesn't have them planned.
Right. So see if you can prod and try to get a copy of them. And
I even thought to ask those guys.
They have it.
The first ones you should be asking.
Well, there's really not a whole lot of storage up there. That, you know,
now, they said, I was concerned, you know, that those trails weren't getting used, and they say they get used a lot, all the trails up there.
A lot of dog walking as well.
Yeah,
I know there's, like, running clubs that they run through the trails.
Yeah, it is. I was, like I said, they're beautiful trails. It's a nice walk. But we don't really advertise them. Too much.
Yeah, and there's a new kiosk there, right?
That we didn't know about.
We didn't know about the kiosk that was there.
There was a project.
It was an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, an Eagle Scout.
Right, but I never knew it was completed. Did we know it was completed?
Yeah, we never knew it was completed.
I never knew it was completed.
Oh.
Yeah.
My fault.
Oops.
Speaking of that, I did see Tyler with his down at the near the PD, and his is pretty much complete as well. He's just waiting to put up the sign for the rules. There is a kiosk there already. So
yeah, I know Lenny was there. I was going to ask Lenny after. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry, to leave thunder. Moving on.
Okay. All right. So Pete, thank you for taking care of that. Okay. Item 13, communications. So Lenny just gave me this letter from the Friends of the Raymond Library. This was addressed to the commission. And Gloria, I'll give it to you when I'm done reading, if that's okay. We're delighted to extend a warm invitation to you to join us at an upcoming event that holds significant importance for the entire community. The Friends of the Raymond Library, a dedicated nonprofit association, is hosting an open house on October 19th, 2023, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Raymond Library. Open house coincides with the celebration of National Friends of Libraries Week. During the open house, we have the pleasure of sharing our accomplishments, ongoing projects, and plans for the future. It would be an honor to have you among our esteemed guests, as your presence and insights would greatly enhance the value of this event. We hope you could join us. I paraphrased a little bit.
And that's the 19th, you
said? That is the 19th from 6 to 8, and it's signed by Bernice Olinson, the open house chairperson.
Is there RSVP, Kate, or?
Didn't say, but I will also send this out to the entire commission.
Okay. It's our bagged candy.
Well, we'll have to do both.
Send a representative. Send a good job for the next chair.
Okay. All right. Any other communications? Item 14, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Item 15, remarks from Town Council Liaison Bonnell. Councilor Bonnell. Your turn.
I had a busy month around town. So I attended the mud run. I forget the date that was on. It was sparsely attended, although the kids who were there had a great time, and the adults. Thanks to the Oakdale Fire Department for their effort to put this on, and despite the low attendance. I also attended the soccer opening day, which was last weekend. And I just want to comment the remarks made by the general public was they were so pleased with the condition and the maintenance of the entire facility with all the fields. And it was, I think there was 400 kids? 400 kids inside the court. And It was everybody enjoyed themselves. It was a great time. It was something really to cover. Attended the road race on the 10th and helped out with that. There was, for the 5K, there were 67 entries. And the 10K, there was 56. And once again, our hat goes off to the fire police for their efforts to be there and help out controlling traffic and the pedestrians, the police department as well, and Public Works did a great job with getting the field together, and that goes off to John Carlson for making sure that happened. The restrooms were in great condition. We made sure everything was marked up and signed as far as the pathway. And the, I don't know how many kids were in the color race, but it was they had a good time. They had a good time. We dodged the rain. I also attended the work detail for the walking trail behind the PD put on being created by Tyler Lawton as an Eagle Scout project. And it's near completion. I walked the route myself several weeks ago. It's about a 40-minute walk. And there's bridges, there's walkways, did a lot of clearing over the weekend, carrying 100 pounds of stone down the hillside. We had, like, I think 8 people take part in the volunteer work detail. But the opportunity presents itself, people should just go down there and take a look, because he's done an unbelievable job. And the signs and to complete the job, there'll be signs and some maps drawn up for the kiosk that's set up there. I can't say no good things. And I remember when we had this discussion when we were building the PD, that the land had limited use because of the grant that we got from the state, which was only like $900,000 on a $5 million project. We're limited what we can use it for, and this is one of the things, a walking trail. So, what is good use?
Thanks, Lenny. Item 16, remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
I guess I would just add to Lenny's report about the trail, the job Tyler has done there. Is I recall when that site was selected for the PD, Lenny knew right away that would be an excellent location for trails to be put in long before anybody had even thought about it. So kudos for his imagination and foresight to see that. And Tyler has done an outstanding job with that. You know, we've been in contact off and on since the project started, and I wish I could have been more help for him, physical help. Every time he has a work party, you've got something going on. So, but yeah, it's if you get to get the chance, go down there and look at it. You get an hour. It's not a tough walk if you take your time. It's really beautiful. It really is.
Thanks, Peter. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Stone?
Yeah, Kate and I actually walked that a couple of years.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, and it is a it's a beautiful area. Nice. There's some historical grave markers down there, and it's a nice walk. It's not a hard walk. There's an old mill foundation.
It's really cool.
I guess this isn't question and answer section. At some point, we need to know when it's done because someone's got to maintain it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that falling?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the project.
Okay, so he's going to maintain it?
We're going to do some maintenance of it and pass it on to the other scouts.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. What a great idea.
And the only other thing, I just want to congratulate Kate on getting reappointed to the Park and Rec Commission. So what's your appointment? How many years?
2027.
There you go. And what, Morgan also?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Morgan and I were both reappointed.
Yeah, so congratulations,
Thank
Kate.
You, Rocky.
Thank you for your leadership. It's been a lot of fun.
What's that? I just got reappointed. Yeah.
I haven't had one done.
Commissioner Hillman?
Yep.
Commissioner Beaupre?
I'm all set, thank you.
Okay. And Commissioner Southard, I'm all set too. Thank you to the commissioners that came tonight. I appreciate that. And I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 7:28.